This is WAMC's Lucas Willard in the Berkshires. President Obama took a few minutes in his State of the Union address to recognize bipartisan efforts in Congress to craft a comprehensive immigration reform bill.
Send me a comprehensive immigration reform bill in the next few months, and I will sign it right away, and America will be better for it. Let's get it done.
The president echoed sentiments he's made in recent days that he's seeking a plan that would strengthen border security, but would also establish what he calls a responsible pathway to citizenship that would require illegal immigrants to pay taxes and penalties, learn English, and head to the back of the line behind legal applicants.
Real reform means fixing the legal immigration system to cut waiting periods and attract the highly skilled entrepreneurs and engineers that will help create jobs and grow our economy.
Ava Malona, executive director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, stated that she was pleased to see the president make more of a mention of immigration reform in this speech than any of his previous State of the Union addresses.
We think reform can pass in the next few months, and we will be working with both parties towards the goal of, you know, passing a practical, humane, and a broad immigration reform.
Massachusetts 1st District U.S. Congressman Richard Neal remarked on the president's speech and ideas for immigration as well. He noted that the idea of extending the H-1B visa program to international students with an advanced degree earned in America would benefit both the Massachusetts and American economy.
Oftentimes, these young men and women are educated at first-class American institutions, only to discover upon graduation that they're sent back to the homeland. So we not only have educated those individuals, then we lose the investment of the education that they've been given. And I think that the high-tech industry in particular, as they've pushed for the H-1B visa extension, they've been motivated by two things. Number one, the idea that we would hold on to these students. And number two, it would be the intellectual achievement, the scientific knowledge that they've garnered that would then be reinvested into the American economy.
Massachusetts 2nd District U.S. Congressman James McGovern also commented on the need for comprehensive immigration reform to keep more highly trained graduates in the United States, especially in regard to industries prominent in the Bay State, high-tech manufacturing and medical research.
You know, we want to be the country that attracts the brain power and the, and the innovation and, you know, the leading medical researchers and scientists to come here to be part of our community, to help us, you know, find breakthroughs, to find cures to diseases that will not only improve the quality of life for people, but also save us a lot of money in healthcare costs.
Congressman Neal added that enhanced funding for medical research, while only briefly mentioned in the president's address, drew his attention especially. He illustrated a point by citing the federal research dollars that head to Massachusetts from the National Institutes of Health.
The NIH spends about $27 billion a year on research, and Massachusetts is about the third largest recipient of those dollars in the country. And when you consider that our two rivals are New York and California, you can see that even though we are a relatively small state, we punch well above our weight given the great institutions of medicine that we have across the country.
Neal, a Democrat, added that he believes building a comprehensive immigration reform bill in the House is possible, saying that the Republican Party has been prompted to take a second look at the issue since the president's reelection. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.